This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military says it's recovered the bodies of six hostages from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lena reports.
An Israeli military spokesperson listed the names of the six hostages for reporters on Sunday.
Lori Danino, Alex Lubnov, Almog Sarusi, Hirsch Goldberg-Polin, Carmel Gat, Veden Yerushalmi.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would not rest until it catches those responsible for the killings, adding that his government is committed to achieving a deal to release the remaining hostages. Senior Hamas officials said that Israel, in its refusal to sign a ceasefire agreement, was to blame for the deaths.
Reuters correspondent Francesca Lena. The streets of central Tel Aviv were filled with tens of thousands of protesters on Sunday evening, calling on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do more to bring home the remaining hostages in Gaza. Israel on Sunday said it did recover the bodies of the six hostages from a tunnel in Gaza, where they were apparently killed shortly before its troops reached them. Protesters blocked roads in Jerusalem and demonstrated outside the prime minister's residence, while Israel's trade union called for a general strike on Monday to further pressure the government into securing a hostage deal. The United Nations, in collaboration with Palestinian health authorities, began to vaccinate 640,000 children in the Gaza Strip on Sunday, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to brief pauses in their 11-month-old war to allow the campaign to go ahead. The World Health Organization confirmed last month that a baby was partially paralyzed by polio, the first case in 24